You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, the number one daily national baseball podcast you can find out there. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully on this episode, which is being dropped on the 24th day of February, 2020. I'm going to talk about stuff that I didn't think I needed to talk about. But apparently we have to have this conversation. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. We're also available on their site, LockedOnMLB.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast LockedOnMLB or check us out on all the other terrific shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. We just had a bunch of the guests of shows who have been on. Javier from Locked On Padres, AJ from Locked On Blue Jays, Stacy from Locked On Yankees, Gabrielle from Locked On Red Sox. We've got all 30 teams. We got guests coming up from Locked On Astros, Locked On Angels coming up. You name it. It's your team every day. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at LockedOnMLB_net. On Twitter, LockedOnMLB. On Instagram, I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And yes, I do reply. Hey, you know, there's sometimes you talk about stuff and you bring up stuff and you say, hey, look, it, I can't believe we have to have this conversation. I can't believe that people don't quite understand a couple things that we need to talk about. But evidently, there's some people out there who need to be talked to. Let's get down to the first and I think most obvious thing. And I want to address this right out of the gate. Because, man, there's some dumbness out there and I'm not going to have it. Why do we follow baseball? Why? It's not a trick question. And it's not a complicated question. I'm not looking for an essay answer. This is one of those one-sentence answers. I'll tell you why. Because it's fun. It's a fun thing. It's entertainment. That's why we follow it. Is it life or death? No. No. In the end, not even for the players. It's their livelihood, to be sure. But it's not life or death. I remember my dear friend Eddie Pepitone, the great comedian, when he rabid New York Yankees fan, and after the Yankees won the 2000 World Series, which is their third straight World Series, fourth in 5 years, he was complaining on stage that the Yankees won the World Series, but there was no extra money in his bank account. I thought if the Yankees won the World Series, don't we all win? Shouldn't I get some money out of it? And he was making the point that in the end, it was just entertainment. But the other flip side is, if you're upset by it, and trust me, I have seen heartbreaking losses growing up as a Boston Red Sox fan. And there have been heartbreaking losses throughout the sport. Talk to Cleveland Indians fans, talk to Dodger fans for that matter. And there is no excuse for threatening people, players, their family over a game and entertainment. If you are writing things like what apparently happened to Josh Reddick and his family, that someone, because they were upset at the Astros cheating scandal, upset that the Astros cheated at a game that they watched that had no effect on their life, and wrote threatening things to Reddick and his family, what, wishing his kid got cancer or something ridiculous like that? I think we need to have this conversation. Don't do that. And if you do that, you're not a good fan. There's only two reasons you do that. One is you really want that to happen. If that's the case, seek psychiatric help immediately. You're a sick person. The other thing is you're thinking you're being edgy, shock humor. You've got to really push the envelope of your humor. Stop that. Comedy is hard. Pushing the envelope of comedy is hard. You're not good at it. And besides, I believe shock comedy and things that are shocking in general, that's over. There's nothing left. If you're familiar with the concept of two girls, one cup, then you know that we have reached peak shock. Is what you're doing more shocking than that? No. So you have failed at humor and to reach the Everest of shockiness. And do you know what? There's no reason to try to top that. So either be funny or be clever or just be a good fan. But you don't come after someone's kids. That's not funny, nor shocking, nor clever. And nor is it something we can all just say as, hey, you know, just take it as a lark, just take it as a joke. Because guess what? There are enough sickos out there who would really want to do something. So don't be that. Okay? All right. I want to get that out of the way first because that's the real issue and it's a thing that you want to make sure that people don't do dumb things like that. But let's bring up another side of the coin, however. Not that there's another side to that story. If you do that, there's no two sides to that. You do that, you're an idiot, and please seek help. But I'm seeing a lot of things from Houston sports fans online that make me think, you know what? You all don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. Look, we had a wonderful guest from the Locked On Astros the other day, and we had a wonderful conversation, and I had a great time, and blah, 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 blah. But even during that, even with Brett from Locked On Astros on the show, he started trying to play the Astros apologetic game. Nice, we had a great conversation, but he was trying to say, oh, it's always been this outrage and all these people complaining about stuff. And we know everyone steals signs and trying to play the whole, oh, these people just want to complain about nothing card. No. No, that's not what's happening. And they're even from the Locked On Astros Twitter site, there was, can't we just get the hate and aside and play ball? No, actually. You can't. You really can't. And if you don't understand why, this is part of the problem. You can't be the ones who were found guilty of cheating and lying about cheating and essentially receiving zero punishment for it. There was no consequences for the Astros doing that and winning the 27 World Series title. You can't play the card of, oh man, what are they complaining about? I mean, can't we just move on? If you're the one who did the wrong thing, then you aren't the one who can tell us when to move on. And some of the other stuff I'm seeing is like one person, I had a little back and forth with another Astros fan on the Twitterverse who was saying that nobody denies that the Astros cheating, but they've not done anything since then. Well, first of all, the Astros denied it, right? Go back and read the articles during the World Series when this thing first started popping up. Oh, such silliness. Oh, and everyone was dismissing it. Oh, it's just rumors and things like that. And then turns out, oh, no, sorry, we were lying. But we swear to God nothing else. We swear to God nothing else went wrong. Because, as I said, that tends to be what cheaters do. When cheaters cheat and they succeed and they get away with it, they tend to say, eh, we better not do that again. That only worked. Now, one of the things that I find hilarious is that some of the Astros fans are being indignant of the fact that people are looking into the whole idea of whether there were buzzers or whatnot, saying, there's zero evidence of that, and why are they, what did one person was going on and said, like, the investigation found zero evidence, and sports reports must have some shred of journalist integrity instead of supporting narratives that have zero basis in facts. That was what the person said to me. I guarantee you he was saying the same thing about the trash cans. You know, if you get caught cheating on your wife or your spouse or whomever, you can't act indignant when you start having behavior that looks like you may be still doing it. You know why? That's the cost of it. And the Astros certainly don't understand it. A, they're trying to play the whole, hey, it's us against the world. No. You cheated and you got away with it. That's not a no one believes in us, let's rally together. That's a you did something and you're still not taking any responsibility for it. And the Astros management just showed how gutless they are. In the first day when they had to field the spring training squad, they sent a bunch of minor leaguers out there and nobody who was on the 2017 roster to take the first wave of boos, to take the brunt of it. And oh yeah, they started confiscating signs. Now I understand if it's a sign that's, you know, obscene or racist or something like that, fine, I get that. And it's their right to do it. But it's also a sign that you're not prepared for what you're about to see, Houston fans. You're really not. If you're upset by this, then people are mad that this happened and that you got away with it. And the Astros did. I don't remember who it was. I read, and I should attribute this to, I'll try to find who said it, but you take all 30 teams and say, here's what's going to happen. It's going to cost you a few draft picks, $5 million, and you'll have to fire your manager and general manager, but you get to win the World Series and none of your players get suspended. Would anyone say no to that? Would anyone say no? There was no punishment for the Astros. They got away with it. So guess what? You don't get to get away with it and then say, hey, why are you all complaining? And why are you accusing me of something which you don't have evidence of? Do you know what? Can the indignation. And yes, I said can intentionally. Here's another thing I didn't think we still had to talk about. But here we are. It's 2020. And we're talking about the concept of how do you get people to follow baseball. Now, I'm so revved up about this because when you see stupidity, it astonishes me. And when you see stupidity that is so obvious that it's stupidity, and yet it's being done anyway, you kind of shrug, you're like, I don't know what's happening in the world. I just don't know what's happening. So here's the stupidity that's happening. And bear with me for a second. Two franchises who in 1992 were the gold standards of the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Oakland A's, are doing some really dumb things. First of all, blackout rules. Get rid of them. All of them. Every single damn blackout rule. I've been saying this for years. Anyone who doesn't understand why this is stupid is being so short-sighted that they don't understand what this means for the growth of the game. Baseball should be the sport of the internet. Should be. Baseball should be the absolute best design sport for social media, for YouTube, for Twitter, for Instagram. I don't even know what TikTok is. I don't get it, but I guarantee you baseball is perfect for it. Why? Because it's an everyday sport. There's always new stuff. There's always new reason to be checking on it. Baseball Twitter is wonderful when you see people up, you know, talk about this game, talk about that game. And I happen to follow a lot of people from different teams, and so you see all sorts of great stuff. And then when you get a Julie Parker or a Daniel Sepulveda who are watching the same game but from different points of view, it's wonderful. It's fabulous. So you have to remove the blackout rules because people are following the games mainly on their devices. That's where young eyeballs are. If you want young eyeballs, that's where they are. They're using their devices. Older people like me who listen to the radio or watch on TV, we're going to continue to do that. You've already got us. You got to get where the young people are. And most people at this time, now I believe that baseball can evolve, that your fandom doesn't have to be local, but at this time, most people's interest in the game are for the local teams. So naturally, you black out the local games. That makes no sense. But Sally, they signed so much money for these TV contracts, they don't want to. Shut up. The eyes you're trying to get aren't watching television. This isn't a hard concept to understand. They're not watching TV. I have two kids. They don't watch TV. They don't. They watch the devices. Why are they going to sit on the couch and watch the big device when they can have their own device sitting on their lap? That's where the eyeballs are. And spare me any, well, actually, if you get a virtual computer and a VR, that'll forget it. You've already made it too complicated. While they're installing that, they've already switched over to YouTube, Hulu, and Netflix. You shouldn't make it harder. How many times do you look at an app? Here's an app I think it'd be good for, but then they put two or three little barriers you have to hurdle to get it to work. How often do you say, forget it, it's not worth it? For me, a lot. A lot. Now imagine, we're trying to get young eyeballs. Okay, hey, young eyeballs, quit using YouTube, quit using Netflix, quit using Amazon Prime. Come watch our thing. All right, where's my local team? Well, actually, you can't watch it there, but you have to download. Forget it. I'm back to YouTube. They've already moved on. The Toronto Blue Jays should be the team of Canada. The pride of Canada. The lone Major League Baseball representative of Canada. Unless the Rays have this half-baked scheme of going to Montreal for half the season. For the foreseeable For the foreseeable future, the Blue Jays are the team of Canada. So guess what's been blacked out of what region has been blacked out for Blue Jays games? Just guess. Canada. The whole effing country is blacked out. Because it's a local team. As you're up in the Yukon reenacting Call of the Wild, except without a CGI dog. Yeah, that's you want to make sure you're sitting down in your living room to watch it. This is what it's based on. It's based upon this idea that we're all living in the 1950s, sitting on our couch, moving the rabbit ears to get a better view of the game. There's no accounting for how people actually want to watch the game. None. There should be more ways. You should not be eliminating ways for people to watch it. If you're a Blue Jays, I want to watch the Blue Jays. Well, actually, if you're going to make it hard for me, I'll watch something else. It shouldn't be made more difficult. I didn't think we need to say this. Which leads me to the A's. I like the A's. I'm toying with the idea of making the A's my team. I am. As I'm getting a little tired of the Red Sox and the thrill of being a Red Sox fan, certainly any allegiance I have to the region of New England has faded away. I'm toying with the idea of saying, what if I'm an A's fan? What if I give that a try? Well, I better get my car and put the A's on the radio. Oh, wait! I can't do that, can I? I can't. Because the A's are trying to make it so you can only listen to local games on some sort of streaming app. Again, I can listen to the A's on my MLB app. So in the end, if I want to listen to an A's game, I'm not going to have much of an issue. If I want to watch an A's game, oh, forget that. That'll be blacked out left and right. Sometimes they're not even televised. A's fever. Catch it. But to eliminate one of the ways to follow the A's on the radio. Again, I sound like I'm being a little bit of a hypocrite because I'm talking about the oldest way to listen to play-by-play of the A's. But do you know what? Of a baseball game. But do you know what? We shouldn't be eliminating ways to follow a team. We should be adding them. If you want to have this app, fine. Great. Hallelujah. Or if I'm driving my car, I'm tuning on to the A's game, I should be able to do that. And granted, when I first moved back to the Bay Area back in 2005, the A's had such a horrible radio contract. I believe that the station was one guy with a ham radio, and the only way you could actually get the A's is if you drove to the stadium and held a wire hanger out of your car window. You know, welcome to the 1-watt radio station, home of the Oakland A's. And the A's were good then. They still were good. They still had Eric Chavez and Barry Zito and making the playoffs every other year. But here we are. The A's trying to be innovative, trying to be the team. I think they should be an innovative team, and I'm all for them trying out stuff. But they have to try out something which is so overtly stupid. And I guess the thing I say I didn't think we need to have to still say is you don't eliminate the ways for people to follow a game when you're trying to grow your team. The A's have had a rough decade of which they've been to the postseason a bunch of times, never advanced, and had to watch the Giants win three World Series in 5 years across the bay and siphon off every single casual fan. Well, the A's had to deal with backed up sewage. So maybe if you're trying to grow your team, especially if the Giants are going into full rebuild mode and the A's have been a wild card team each of the last two seasons and look like they may have a solid team going into 2020, maybe you should make it so it's easier to watch the games and not harder. So conversations I didn't think we need to have. If you're a fan, don't threaten people. It's not funny. And you certainly don't threaten kids. If you're the Astros or an Astros fan, you're going to have to really toughen yourself up and realize this is not going away. And acting indignant is not going to help your cause. Major League Baseball, don't black out viewers. Don't make it harder. And A's, are you really taking away ways we can participate and hang some allegiance to the team? Really? You think that's smart? Did we really have to have this conversation? Well, guess what? All of you better sit in the corner and think about what you've done. Think about it. And Major League Baseball, I want you to go right over to the blackboard and I want you to write 100 times, I'm not going to black out markets. I'm not going to black out markets. Okay? And if you think you're being funny and edgy, you can't top 2 girls, 1 cup. Therefore, knock it off. And for those of you who don't know what 2 girls, 1 cup is, please, for the love of God, don't look it up. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram, giving you a lecture and telling you to go to your room. This has been Locked On MLB for the 24th day of February 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.